this pressure that you're putting on yourself, all this burden that you might have, all this being hard on yourself or maybe not feeling like you got it right or doing it wrong or not being further ahead or all that stuff that we women do, let it go.
You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now.
Alrighty, superstars. How's everyone doing today? Q Club members, come on in. Say hello in the chat. Let me see where you are coming in from. Hey, Emily. Hey, Viviana. Tanisha's here. Nicole. Who else do we have? Anahita. Welcome, welcome. Ava. Come on in, say hello. Anahita's here from the Netherlands, super cool. Let me know where you all are from. We got North Carolina in the house, fantastic. Who else, what else? It is 11:01 on the East Coast and we know the angels are with us always, but they just gave us an extra little nudge right now. We got Cape Cod. Hey, Sandy, well, I didn't know you're in Cape Cod, that's awesome. Nicole from the Mile High City, welcome, welcome. All righty, well, I'm super excited to see how everybody's summer glam up is going. You wanna drop in the chat anything that you feel good about yourself, what you've been doing, any way that you are feeling better about all things. I know that I got some fun summer sandals ordered and some jewelry. When they come in, I'll let you see what's happening there. And Viviana read two books. That's excellent. That's super cool. Well done, you. Well done. All righty. Well, I am going to dive in, get myself comfortable for our message today. One moment. All righty. Well, on the physical and the external summer glow up, glam up today, it was going to be teeth whitening, but because of something that happened earlier today, Glenn actually informed me that he is taking me off Celebrate. So that won't be happening tonight, but I got to start it tomorrow. It's getting close to New York. Let's see, what am I going to commit to for my summer glow up, glam up today? I think what I'm gonna start doing is pre-selecting my outfits for New York. I have a bad habit of trying to figure things out the night before, and it becomes stressful and a bit unqueenly, I might say, you know, because then you're like, and then that's also the best way to overpack, of when you're like not clear and then you're just like throwing like everything in. And so I'm gonna start to get myself organized today. So that will be mine. And if y'all wanna take a moment to just kind of check in, what are you gonna do for your own summer glow up? Oh, I know the other thing I will do. I'll be able to do it today or tomorrow. I'm gonna try out those CO patches. Did that go live in the Q Club yet? Those like medical grade CO patches that like diminish fine lines and stuff. Have I shared that resource with you? Oh, well, here, then you're gonna get a free sneak peek. Hold please, I'm gonna go grab them and show you what they are and just know that I did a video from the Q Club too. One sec, hold please. All right, well, you've got a fun video coming your way at some point, but these CO patches, and you can just get them on Amazon or whatever, they are medical grade reusable patches that are like silicone that you just put on. This is like for the chest, so any chest wrinkles there. Oh, apparently I bought two of those back in up. Then there's like lip or like lip wrinkles. And this is the brow eye smile neck pack. And apparently, I can't attest to them yet, but apparently what you do is you just like put them on and you leave them on for a couple of hours and take them off and put them back in the package because they can be reused, I think, up to 14 times. SIO is the brand, S-I-O. And I just got them on Amazon. And I see if any of you follow Kat Sadler on Instagram, she's always, I mean, she's sponsored to do it, but she's always promoting them. And I hear great things about them. So I am going to give them a little tryout. So that's going to be mine today. Let's see. You saw them on Instagram this morning. Super cool. Nicole's going to be doing a 5-day flush to get your tummy back after the weekend. I should be doing that today, but it was a fun weekend. Glenn took me on a little getaway, but apparently it was not, the cleanse is not starting today. It'll start tomorrow. Let's see. Oh, Emily, when you were a magazine editor, you kept a separate clothing journal to keep track of what you wore and when and all that good stuff. Good. All right, super cool. Well, let me get myself reorganized here and scooch it on in. All righty. So, something super, super cool happened today, and I want you to be the first to know about it. I am just feeling so, so supported by the universe. And I know that we all always are. And it's just that I'm more in tune with it right now. And that's what I know I want for everyone to have access to or reconnect with, because I don't always feel that supported. I have my off days and my trigger moments and my frustrations and all of that as well. And so if anyone is not in like ultra flow mode or ultra feeling connected mode, I want this time here to be of service to you to reconnect, because it is always happening and it is always available. And so many cool things have happened, which I'll be sharing with you. But the kickoff that I want to share with you here today is, for 10 years, I have been working at getting my Italian citizenship and my Italian passport. And today was the day that I actually went and picked up my Italian passport from the Italian consulate in Miami. So it is just one of those, so such a special moment. And, you know, I think about how hard and what a difficult life so many people have had for so many generations. And apparently that was true for my great-grandmother in Southern Italy. She had 9 kids and like literally piled them on the back of like a wooden wagon and a donkey, took them from this little village called San Giovanni in Fiore into the town on the coast that would have the boat take them to the new world and the new land. And rumor had it that they weren't letting anybody with any seeable disease on the boat for obvious reasons. And she went one time and one of her kids had a cold or a sniffle or something, and they wouldn't let her on the boat. So she had to go back. And then the second time she went, the infant had some kind of rash on its face or whatever. And she thought, oh no, it's not going to happen again. And she took her breast milk and just rubbed it all over the infant's face. And it like literally cured it. And she got on the boat and came over to this foreign country, didn't speak the language, they were very poor, didn't have money, and started a life here in America. And you have to think about, as beautiful of a country and language and food that Italy is, and even the weather in Southern Italy, it's, you know, it's beautiful. How how hard life had to be, how constrained, how like not supported must she have felt to put her and her 9 kids on a boat? And it had to be taking a gamble and a risk to go to this foreign place. Like that feels pretty extreme. I mean, you know, it's, there's been, you know, it's that. And then to see how a couple of generations later, you know, I just feel so, when I go to, I think when most people go to Italy, you feel pretty great. But when I go to Italy, like I can just feel the my heritage and my roots seeping into the ground, and like just all of it. It's just so, so meaningful, and to see it coming full circle. The point though is she was being supported even when it didn't look like it or feel like it, very likely, her and her 9 kids and getting to the new, what was called the new world. And to see how much the way we are created and the natural desires that are placed inside of us. Like I've always loved Italy. I mean, yes, I'm Italian, but I didn't even go there until I think I was 25. And just my desire to be able to like be there and spend time there. It's like this whole thing was orchestrated so that I could be an American Italian. You know, like my destiny wasn't meant to grow up in Italy, even though that's part of my heritage and connection. Like I was meant to be an American, and the work that I meant to do in the world, and the people that I was meant to meet, and including my beloved soulmate, like all of this has been divinely guided. And so when we sit there and complain about our lives, and I just speak to myself in this, like, you know, like, oh, I'm having a rough day or whatever. Like, think about how masterfully the universe has to work, A, just for you to exist on this planet, just to be a human being. And then when you think about everything that had to happen so that you could be exactly where you are to fulfill your God-given destiny. My great-grandmother, she didn't like know I was going to exist, got her 9 children on a wooden wagon that was led by a donkey. Basically, so that I could have the blessings of growing up and living and fulfilling my destiny in the way that I was meant to. A lot of work went into this. And so this is not what the world teaches us, to look around and just even like, and think about, this is just what I'm conscious to. Think about all the things that I'm not even conscious to, of the things that had to happen and who had to get together so that I would even exist. And the same goes for you and your own family heritage and whatever has gone on in the past generations to lead you to exactly where you are today and exactly who you are today. It all counts. It all matters. So yet let's use it for glory. Let's use it for glory. And you know, recently, I think I've been sharing a bit about how I was like in this bliss state for 4 months. And then I got myself disgruntled and frustrated and jumbled up. And there's a particular trigger area for me that it's just, you know, it's just one of those places that I can go into controlling, and I can go into thinking that it's all on me and that I have to make it happen. It's like, you know, and then ironically, like the thing that I want the most is the place where I am least letting God in. You know, it's like, I want this. So like, I'm going to like step in and take control. And so I've been really mindful of this. And even though I haven't gotten to a place of complete surrender in this particular area, I'm working it. You know, kind of like forgiveness is a process. I've noticed some places I can surrender really quickly and easily, and others, like there's layers to it. And especially as I'm in this place where so many of us are living in a world in between worlds and redefining and reconfiguring and reassessing and reimagining. So I prayed a prayer because I wasn't able to surrender this area. And I prayed and I asked for help. I asked for help in surrendering because I was at least aware of it. And that's where I was able to drop in a little bit. And then I was reading in Ask and It Is Given. And there was a particular mantra that really, really helped me align when I was in that book. And the mantra says, you say your name. And so it was like, I, Gina DeVee, draw to me through divine love. Now, first of all, just PS, I've read this book so many times. Like, I never noticed this mantra in the book, and it's like in like either chapter one or the preface. Like, you know, like, and like, so people think that success is about like the bright new shiny object and the new course or the new program or the new thing. Success is about repetition. Success is about repetition. So I, Gina DeVee, draw to me through divine love. It's not talking about massive action and hustle and all, like draw to me through divine love. And I was like, wow, I really let it like get into my solar plexus. And I was like, can I trust that? Like, am I willing to trust that it can be brought to me through divine love? Now, if divine love means law of attraction exclusively, fine. You know, I'm open to divine love, meaning I might be inspired to take an action, but the point is it's not automatically going into the masculine action stuff. So I, Gina DeVee, draw to me through divine love. And then it goes on for the rest of the mantra, which is not even, well, here, I Gina DeVee, draw through me, to me, through divine love, all beings who seek enlightenment through my process. This sharing will elevate us both now. I also was really struck by the now, like in the immediate, like the stuff that we think is going to take forever. It's like, and it's like, there's something in that mantra, and you can say it for yourself and insert your own name. I draw to me through divine love all beings who seek enlightenment through my process. The sharing will elevate us both now. Can't you feel that there's something in that that's already done? Like it's already done. It's already done in the spiritual realm. So yes, Gina DeVee, get yourself out of the way so it can be made manifest in the moment. And though the particular project, so to speak, that I am working on with this mantra hasn't completely made manifest yet, but so many other things have. So, because, you know, how you do one thing is how you do everything. So I've been saying this mantra in my mind, thinking that it's for this particular project, but I've been saying it and it's changing me. It's elevating me. Like I, Gina DeVee, draw to me through divine love. So my passport, I went last Friday to the consulate, and the hiccup was, I was supposed to get it last Friday, a week ago. And the hiccup was during, when I originally applied for the passport, I was living in Los Angeles. So the closest consulate there was the Los Angeles consulate. Then when I moved to Miami during COVID, it was this long, lengthy, like nobody told us that I had to change my residential address. We changed the address, but we did not change consulates. So when I went into the consulate in Miami, they're like, we don't have you registered. And I'm like, what? I've literally, this has been a 10-year process of gathering documents. It's been a couple of years. We even like hired an agency to help us with it. Can you imagine my date to go get my Italian passport at the LA consulate was like March 16th, 2020 or whatever. It's like the offices had just shut down for COVID. Then they told us just mail in your documents. Like, this is like original birth certificate, original marriage license, like from, and then not just mine, my grandparents, like all this stuff. And Glenn's like, mail the Italian consulate all these original documents. And he started to laugh. He's, you know, he's like, right. And she goes, well, what do you mean? He's like, I'll never see him again. She like took a bit. Anyway, she's like, well, there's like a 3-year wait list to get your passport because of COVID and blah, blah, blah. So we hired this agency to help us out. We go there. There's a point to the story. So just stay with me. So the point is, like, we've been through all of this. I finally go a week ago to pick up my passport because it's, you know, it's now time. It's ready. The appointment, all the things. And they tell me that I'm not registered at the right consulate. And I said, I was queenly and calm. And I said, okay. And I said, they're like, so how long does it take to get me registered in the right consulate so I can get my passport? And she said, oh, a very long time, months and months and months. I put my head in my hands. Only actually because I was invited to the Cannes Film Festival this year and I turned down that invitation because my appointment with the Italian consulate in Miami was July 9th. And I'm like, I could be in Cannes right now, is what I was thinking. But she thought I was so upset. And she's like, let me see what I can do. So she said, I'll fix it for you. So it's like a total miracle, right? So I, Gina DeVee, draw to me through divine love. And she's like, I'll handle it. I shouldn't be doing this. It should take you months, blah, 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 but it'll take a couple of weeks. She said it'll take about 3 weeks. And then a week later, I get an email that it's ready. Of course, she had to put it in all Italian just so I'd have to use Google Translate, but anywho. So there's that. Then there's a friend of mine who also moved to Miami during COVID, and I've been meaning to get together with her, like literally for 6 months. And I keep thinking, I gotta text her. This morning, I get a text from her. A friend of mine, I knew was having like a baby somewhere around now. And I kept thinking, I gotta text him. Is the baby here yet? Is the baby here? Today, I get the baby pictures and the text from him. So, and the stories are going on and on and on. There was a woman that I was thinking about with this event that I'm doing in New York. I was like, oh, she would be perfect for that event. But I couldn't, she had interviewed me on a podcast forever ago and I couldn't remember her name and I didn't exactly know where to find her, but she was just like smart and vibrant and fun. And I was just, what did she do? Of course she interviewed me when my book came out like over a year and almost a half ago now. Today or yesterday, she posted a picture of herself reading my book. And I was like, that's the woman. So the point is, queens, let's really get into this. Let's understand how supported we are and how powerful we are. I, Gina DeVee, you say your name, I draw to me through divine love all beings who seek enlightenment through my process. And you can define that however you want to define it. This is getting great at attracting and being with the universe and knowing how loved you are to draw in people, prosperity, opportunities, insight, clarity, solutions, all of it. Draw it to you. Draw it to you. It's there. It is available. It is available. All right. So all this pressure that you're putting on yourself, all this burden that you might have, all this being hard on yourself or maybe not feeling like you got it right or doing it wrong or not being further ahead or all that stuff that we women do, let it go. You're exactly where you're meant to be. And you're not meant to stay stuck and you're not even meant to be here for a long time. Move through it, through this process. I draw to me through divine love. Divine love does not stay stagnant. Divine love is not stuck, and there is nothing slow moving about divine love. So draw it to you and let it be easy. Let it be fun. Let it be playful. Let it be just all of your desires are what you're dancing with. And remember how loved you are. Remember how important you are. Remember how capable you are as divine love flows through you. It's not up to you alone. All right? And with that, we get to do life in a new way in this new world as the world opens up. It doesn't have to be so difficult. It's interesting. I got a text yesterday from my personal trainer. And he said, Gina, sorry for the late notice. I need to cancel tomorrow. And Glenn was like, why is he canceling? And personal trainers are supposed to be there to hold you accountable. What do you mean he's canceling? And I was like, hey, Glenn, it's happening for us, not to us. Why do we think, so Glenn was at 9, I was at 10. The day before I got the email that I can go pick up my Italian passport, based on my schedule, I wouldn't have been able to go till Friday. And I was just excited to get it. And I wanted to get, I said, now I can do yoga with Alexis at 8, jump in the car by 9, go get the passport and be back by 11 a.m. for my Q Club message. Like, he goes, oh yeah. So you see, when you just start to get, it's all happening for us, not to us. We don't need to get disgruntled. We don't need to get upset. We don't need to get stressed. We just need to start looking for what we are being shown. Looking for how loved we are. Start looking for all the ways you are supported. Right? All the ways we are supported. And really trust the divine timing. So let's pray. Dear God, thank you. Thank you for this deep, deep love. Thank you for opening up our eyes, our ears, our hearts, our being to have you draw to us our good. Draw to us our opportunities, our provision, the clarity, the clients, the way in which we are meant to serve. We know that truly with you, all things are possible. So whatever needs healed, whatever needs made whole, we ask for that now in our lives and in the lives of those we love and care about. I pray over every woman in this divine living community in this moment that we all would be strengthened, lifted up, reminded of how loved and supported we are. And may we, with this knowing, enjoy the divine dance with you as we go about our day, our week, and our life. And we pray all of this believing, amen. Amen, 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 ladies. Oh my goodness, how much did you love, love, love this conversation? Please go ahead and take a screenshot of this episode right now. And I want you to tag me on Instagram and share with me what your biggest takeaway was. I love being in conversation with you, hearing from you, DM me. And I really love getting, what is the one big takeaway that you got from this episode? Let me know on Instagram.